Hello, Bobby. May I help you?
Hey, Bobby. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your current marketing team from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. So you've clicked in your dashboard quite a few times this morning, indicating that you want more information on Google Guarantee. Was that on purpose or was that an accident?
I was curious about it, yeah.
Okay. Let me see what we have for your vertical. So what do you know about Google Guarantee?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. All right. Give me a second here to take a look. How was your weekend?
Fun. Thank you.
Oh, good. Did you celebrate with family and friends?
Yeah, but I'd rather be working.
You're a diehard, aren't you? Okay. So everything you're offering, okay, let me see here. Wow. What would you say the main category is? You're offering quite a few services, I can see. You're offering quite a few things. What is the main service that you'd want to come up for in the Google Guarantee section?
Awnings.
Okay. Awnings, let me see if they have anything. So the thing about the Google Guarantee is that it is specific to the vertical, meaning there's particular categories that Google has for each area. Awning as an individual category is not something that they have. We have something available for gutters. We have something available for roofing. We have something available for siding. Each one of these verticals is independent, but we don't have anything specifically for awnings at this point. It's not something that Google has rolled out yet.
So you are with Google.
I'm with Local Splash. I'm from the Google Guarantee Department. So Local Splash is your current marketing team, and within each category of services that we're providing you, there's different departments. So currently the services that you have with us is you have our local SEO services, the website. You also have Google Ads with us. So I'm from the Google Guarantee section. Google Guarantee is a pay-per-lead service that Google built to trump all of their pay-per-lead services. So the way that Google Guarantee works is it's at the very, very top of the page above the Google Ads and above the Google local mapping section. This part of Google is specific to industry and area, and it is pay-per-lead. You only pay per qualified lead, but it is pay-per-lead. So each vertical has a different cost per click, and we're able to qualify you depending on the licensing and things that you have for the company. So if you're interested, I don't mind going over pricing with you to see if it would be a good fit for the other verticals, like the siding, the roofing, and the gutters, but I don't know if that's something that interests you.
Not really.
Okay. If you change your mind, then we would have opportunity for you in those particular areas, okay?
Yeah, get awnings up there. That's what I want.
Okay. Yeah, it's not me. It's Google. It's Google. They determine the verticals, not me, not our company. Unfortunately, like even excavation doesn't have its own vertical. They have to go in through Sewage Pro. There's just a certain way that they're doing it. So I'm with you. I feel like they should have everything up there independently, but they're working towards it, okay?
Okay. Let me ask you this. You may or may not know. You've been in a different department, but the website that I have with Local Splash certainly explains everything we do, and probably even more than we do. I need to tweak my website, and I need to put more pictures on my website. I know it was a inexpensive website design, and I know that I did absolutely nothing as far as contributing, I don't think.
Okay.
The pictures that are on there.
Yeah.
But I would like to have better pictures of actual stuff that we do. And I'm, you were to look, say the guys putting in, I don't know, they're working on a metal roof in one, and they're putting some gutter covers on the other. I don't know, but That's not what I want people to
right.
see.
Okay.
I want people to see my awnings. So, I know that website is, for lack of a better description, it's just rented as long as I'm with Local Splash. And
okay.
I mean, I'm satisfied as far as that's concerned, but I want my website to look at least to exhibit some of the actual work that I have done. And, I've got tons and tons of pictures
okay.
that I would like to send as far as awnings are concerned. And I don't know, solar shades or maybe even if I don't have adequate pictures for, and I do for sunrooms, screen rooms, and those things are not, they're listed in the long list, but customers, I want them to see it right off the bat, and
right.
I have not put forth the effort to, you know, to reach out to whomever and to make those changes, and I would like to do that. How is the best
sure.
way for me to do that?
What time would you have available tomorrow to speak with my agent?
Tomorrow, I have... had to relocate my shop here a few months ago, and unfortunately, the shop that I found is a great shop, but the owner sold the building that I was in for 15 years, and boy, that sucked, just to be blunt.
Right.
But the shop that we found, as nice as it is, it carried some baggage with it in that I had to get involved with another business like I needed to do that,
mm-hmm.
but I'm involved in another business, and I'll be doing it tomorrow all day long. So I don't have any time tomorrow. I just don't. Now, where should I be in front of the computer when I talk to whomever you're going to suggest?
You can. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to set a specific appointment for you. We're going to agree on a time. My agent's going to call you, and then we'll be able to go ahead and get any and all changes that you want made. And you can upload photos. You can change content. We can be live with you on the phone and do it for you. Okay?
That's great. What,
yeah.
What hours is that department available?
Well, tomorrow they're available. The first appointment is at 12:30, and then it looks like we have pretty much appointments open all the way until about 5:30. That's the last time we'll start the last appointment. Okay, Wednesday. What time is good for you?
All right, Wednesday.
And that's the appointments there start at 9 a.m.
Okay. Early morning's not going to work for me. I have to go
okay.
to... I got an appointment that evening at 6:30
mm-hmm.
in Tuscaloosa, which is an hour away. So this process, this call would take approximately how long, you think?
Depends on you, really, but we block off 30-minute increments.
Okay. Let me ask you this, because of the holidays and me being scattered as a scrambled eggs right now, is there a number that I can call that is that department that I could call like, Wednesday during the morning and tell them what time that I'll be available to spend 30 minutes on the phone?
You can definitely attempt that. It just depends on what their availability is. So if you call Wednesday morning and expect a call time on Wednesday, that may happen, but it may not. Like, I can't promise that either. You see what I'm saying? So if maybe say around lunchtime, you think that you usually have a little bit of time, I could set for them to call you between that hour, but you're always welcome to call in. Always, always, always.
The 9 o'clock you mentioned, what time zone is that?
Yours.
Central.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just running through my head what's got to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a 9, a 9:30, there's a 10, 10:30, 11, 11:30, 12, 12:30. There's a 1, 1:30, and then there's something available at 3, 3:30.
Thursday at 9 a.m.
You got it. I'm going to lock it in. Now we're going to call you from our 877 number, okay? Don't forget that that call is going to be coming to you, and we're going to go ahead and get all your questions answered. Now, in the meantime, I'm sending you a text. You can send your photos over to photos@localsplash.com. You can begin sending these over anytime, and they'll go straight into your media folder so that when we have the conversation with the technician, you already have it, Bobby. They've already got everything there, and you say, I want this picture in this spot or XYZ, okay?
All right, that was photos@localsplash.com.
Yes, sir, and I sent it over to you via text message as well. The phone we're speaking on, is this a cell phone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I sent it to you, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for calling me back.
You're welcome, and if you change your mind and you want some guaranteed leads from Google for the other services that you offer, I can help you out. I'm your girl, okay?
Tell me again the categories. As to see, let me ask you this. I've been happy with Local Splash, okay? I have. Especially because I know it's inexpensive, comparatively speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But for years and years, I was a member of Service Magic, and then it went to Home Advisor. Now Angie has bought it, and so I have gone back with them just simply because of their strong SEO appearance on. When you Google awnings in Birmingham, Alabama. Now, I'm not yet where I need to be as far as search engine position, even with Local Splash. I'm not. And I would like that to change. How that can happen, I don't know. But I don't mind being on the, you know, the fourth or so, but it's just weird that sometimes, I mean, there's awning companies that come up there that aren't even before me, that in some Google searches that aren't even in business anymore.
Well, I do know that so the service that you have with us, again, we can tweak it. We can make changes and adjustments, and that's a great conversation to have with the technician when you speak with them on Thursday. Additionally, the Google Guarantee would be a great addition and upgrade to what you currently have because it's going to give you direct leads. It is going to help support the position you already have with us, and you only pay per qualified lead for those services. Meaning if somebody is, calling, if it's a spam call, robocall, if it's, you know, somebody asking for a service that you don't provide that's not listed on your service profile, or if they're asking for a service outside of your service radius that isn't listed on your service profile, you're not charged for any of those things. None of those things are considered a qualified lead. Google only considers a qualified lead if you set appointment to give estimate face-to-face, or if you give estimate over the phone, which is probably very rare, if ever, for what you're offering. You usually have to set your appointments face-to-face to go out and do a bid, right?
Yes.
Right. So that's what Google considers a qualified lead, and all the calls are recorded. The reason that all those calls are recorded is for authenticity purposes, so that you're not paying for unqualified leads. Because what the guaranteed section is on Google is Google is actually guaranteeing your company is a quality service provider. They have done a background check on you. They are tried and true. They know for a fact that you are a quality provider, and they're advertising you in their guaranteed section. Now, once you're listed there, you have the Google Guarantee badge with that you're a guaranteed provider. Google backs your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client, meaning Google is telling the general public, hey, we're willing to put our money where our mouth is as far as this company goes. They are a quality company. We've checked them out. The owner is a stand-up guy. He's got a great background, and this is the situation. And they are really backing you guys up with qualified leads. Now, the conversion, the closing conversion on these Google Guarantee leads is 9% over any other type of pay-per-lead service, but specifically 33% over Angi and Thumbtack and HomeAdvisor, the top three pay-per-lead services that are out there. Google built this pay-per-lead service to trump all other pay-per-lead services.
Right. What the story I was getting ready to tell you is that one thing that I found to be extremely competitive in pricing was a few years ago I needed replacement windows way past due on my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I had sold some window jobs but never really concentrated on it at all. But unbelievable the amount of money that I spent. Of course, I'm paying my price for the windows too. That has a lot to do with it. However, unbelievable difference in the price compared to one of the other companies that I called just for curiosity, and because I was really an infant as far as windows are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Still am, actually, but I've got an appointment Wednesday night. That appointment is for replacement windows on a house that has 6+ windows. So, do they have a category for replacement windows?
Yes, we do. Let me see here. Okay. We have, it's called the window repair vertical, and that's window install, window repair, board up, door installation, door repair, glass install, skylight repair. Within the window vertical, you would get to pick and choose which of those keywords and services that you could be providing for. You don't have, like, if you're not doing doors, you don't have to take the doors. It all just falls under that particular vertical. The upfront cost on Google Guarantee, there's a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get the company completely Google Guarantee approved. And your cost per lead on that is, hold on, let me see, $118.67 per qualified lead. And it would require a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads to start of $1,547.
Okay, I was just taking a couple of notes.
Sure. And then there may be certain requirements. Let me see here. There may be certain requirements of what's needed to qualify for that. Let me see here. Hueytown. Okay, let me open a window, and I can tell you what those might be right now. Hmm. Oh, you would actually dominate because there's no other provider for that in your current area. Let me see this. Give me just one second. So the thing about the Google Guarantee is they're guaranteeing your company with the background check, but additionally what they're doing is they certain verticals require certain licenses from Google. Well, from your state, from your area, but Google has these specific requirements because they're the ones that are backing you up. I'm looking at to set up a dummy account to be able to tell you what yours is. Give me one second here. I have your zip code as 35023. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. This takes just a second to do that. Is there anything in that other list that I gave you, or it would just be the window installs and repairs that you'd be interested in?
Well, all I wrote was gutters and roofing and siding.
If you're going to – so the gutters, roofing, and siding is going to be different vertical, and the cost per lead on that is going to be different. So, let me see here. Let me just get this going real quick. go. And I've asked them when they call you for that website, if you're available for any upgrades at that time, for them to go ahead and, as you know, any complimentary upgrades, that they'll go ahead and give them to you. Okay. Because you have been with us a while. Let me see. Looks like you've been with us for close to 3 years. Actually, over 3 years. Continue. Okay. Okay. So the only thing that's required for you to do windows is a background check and the insurance. There's no licensing for that particular vertical, meaning we can get you approved for the windows, and you would fill out that when you fill out the application, it would only require for the you to produce the insurance and then also to do the background check. With the roofing, it does require Alabama State Residential Home Builders license. Do you maintain that license?
No.
Okay. So if you wanted to be approved for Google Guarantee for roofing, that would be the requirement, is that you have that license. If you want to be approved additionally for the siding, it's only the background check and the insurance on that one. So conceivably what could happen is if you wanted to get the approval for the Google Guarantee to go ahead and do the windows and to do the siding, you would fill out the application. We charge you the $250 application fee. You'd fill out the application. We would qualify you for the siding as well as for the windows, and you would have to submit your insurance, proof of insurance certificate, in addition to the information for the background check, and we could go ahead and get that approved. Now, if you choose to do that, what happens is your siding leads that would come through to you, those are a little bit more affordable. They have a different cost. So those ones are $56, and they would have a minimum monthly budget requirement of $730 if they were done individually. The window leads are $118.67, with a minimum monthly budget of $1,547. So what they do, Bobby, is if you get approved for two verticals or two categories at the same time, they only charge the one budget to start. So they would charge the higher budget, the $1,547, and then you would get a fair mix of both siding and window leads coming up in that. Now, if that, and that would give you about 13 leads. You have the ability to increase those leads or decrease those leads as you see fit. It is not an automatic monthly charge. It's just the requirement to get everything set up and moving forward and have turn the leads on is the $1,547. But that's only going to give you for the siding and the windows, which are great verticals. If you have that license for the state builder's license, then you can do roofing, the gutters and all the other things as well.
Oh, does gutters require that too?
Gutters is under the gutter installation is under the roofing vertical. So when I'm looking at it here, yes, sir, it says roof inspection, roof install, roof repair, attic venting, gutter install, gutter repair, skylight install, skylight repair, storm and wind damage, roof repair, and other, all shows up under roofing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good information. I'll try to get some preliminaries sent to them as far as pictures are concerned.
All right. It was a pleasure talking with you. Let me know if you change your mind, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day. Bye now.
You too. Bye now.